Ken has very much an entrepreneurial heart. People understand that. It's exciting to be a part of what Ken is moving forward or moving towards. And to be able to lock arms with him as a distributor, or to lock arms with him in different ventures, this is the excitement that comes with Ken.
Welcome to the Ken Brailsford Podcast. My name is Casey Moss, and in today's episode, I sit down and interview Dr. Joshua Plant of Zija International. Now, this interview was conducted actually a couple of months ago. In it, Dr. Plant talks about the impact that Ken has had on network marketing, on Zija International, and also on him personally. He also talks about the growth and momentum of network marketing, and Zija specifically, and what the product development process looks like. So sit back and enjoy this interview with Dr. Joshua Plant.
Well, Josh, what's it like working with Ken?
I don't think that can actually be answered in any one way. In fact, there's probably you could write a whole book about what it's like to work with Ken, mainly because each day is different. One day you're going to get Ken that is looking at the numbers and is meticulous with a 25-cent purchase. As one would be with a quarter of a million.
25-cent purchase,
yeah,
right?
One surprise, yeah. But interestingly, right, usually when you find people that are so detailed like that, that's usually all they are. Ken has the unique ability to also be very aggressive, very visionary. And so he's very thrifty, very studious of the financials of a company. And it's kind of unusual, in the same breath, you'll find him talking about growth of the company. You'll talk to about him about additional sources of revenue that the company may have, expansion of the markets. And so Ken has this very unique ability to look at a company, understand the health of the company based upon the financials, and treats a dime purchase just as valuable as a $1 million purchase. But consistently is able to stretch people's visions about expanding the company, the benefits of growing, and it's kind of crazy. It's like you're working for two or three people all bottled up into one.
Wow, okay. That's interesting. So how long have you worked with Ken now?
Passed the five-year mark.
Okay. What had you heard about him prior to coming and working with him? And because this guy he's got a legendary reputation in the industry. And so people hear about what he's like before they ever approach him. And then all of a sudden you approach him and then you tend to have a different experience than what is projected out before.
No. So my experience with Ken before I came to Zija, it's night and day of what it is now, right? Because outsider's perspective of Ken is usually very different. They understand he's exceptionally successful, started businesses, and it's almost kind of this myth that he's created. Interestingly, I didn't even realize this. I knew he started Nature Sunshine, and I knew he started Enriched. Before I came here. But I didn't realize my mom at the time, this was before I was born in the late 70s, actually worked for Nature Sunshine. And so it wasn't until I started here that I said, oh yeah, I work for Ken Brailsford, blah, blah, blah. And my mom said, hey, so did I. I worked Nature Sunshine back in 1978. So I was born in 1980.
So you're second generation employee.
Yeah, I am. Right? I don't know what she did there. I never asked. I think it was something that they brought her in to teach aerobics classes. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Okay.
But the myth of Ken, really, when you hear the myth of Ken, more often than not, the myths never are validated. But with Ken, it is, right? I was in Hong Kong with him the other day, and he just happened to drop about him owning an airline, right? Drops that mid-conversation?
Yeah, who can actually say that?
Yeah, but that's just the way he is. That's his, and he doesn't say these things to brag. He doesn't say them to say, posture himself as a very wealthy, successful individual. But he has amassed such an immense amount of knowledge, not just also in network marketing, but just business in general, that it's hard for him to delineate that in any conversation he's having. And he really lives up to the myth of Ken Brailsford.
Right. Well,
or the legend of Ken Brailsford.
The myth and legend. Yeah. The man, the myth, the legend. So what's it like when you see him tackling something new that he doesn't know anything about? I've watched it. But what's your experience of watching him take on, because you talked about him having this depth of knowledge, what's it like watching him go after and learn something totally new to him?
Yeah, well, I think that the first thing is the unknown doesn't scare Ken. He's very fascinated by what he doesn't know, and he realizes he can learn. And a lot of times, I think most people are afraid of the unknown because they don't trust their ability to learn new things. Like, you know, Ken is in airlines, he's in supplements, he's in flour mills, he's in all these different things. And you would look at all of these industries as very specific, very esoteric, very high-level knowledge. And Ken doesn't get scared. Ken doesn't get intimidated by obstacles. And so when Ken finds something new, you see him quickly indulge in it. He becomes almost kind of a fanatic of understanding from all angles, the customer's perspective, the financial perspective, the employee's perspective, the shareholder's perspective, all of these different things he's able to immerse himself in and understand, to where when I sit down with him and I'll talk about something that I figure he wouldn't have any knowledge of, he's able to talk about the supply chain, he's able to talk about the government regulations, he's able to talk all of these different things, and really fill in the gaps of what really 10 different employees would have to give you. And I think it's, one is he's not afraid to learn, he trusts himself to learn, and two, I don't think he ever looks at any himself above any knowledge. A lot of people, when they get to a certain level, they say, oh, that's, I don't know that, I have people who know that for me. Ken doesn't do that. He's very much involved in understanding how a product ships from a warehouse to how a product is formulated. Things that he would deem not his responsibility, he makes sure he learns.
Wow, okay. So what kind of personal impact has he made on you?
Personal impact would be the growth that I've seen in myself. He's very much an individual that encourages you, encourages everyone to take risks, have faith in yourself.
So does he support you in
those
risks?
Oh my goodness, everything, right? Yeah. I come to him, you know, more often than not, you'd see in the world of business, if you go to your employer saying, hey, I'm thinking of starting this business, they would deter you away from it because it would detract from the attention from that which they are ultimately generating profits from.
Right, yeah, we're doing business over here,
finish.
You want to do that over there?
Yeah,
I want you
to distract, but he's an incredible individual that encourages it and will offer insights and value. And he realizes that the value of the employee is not in the job which the employee does, but it's actually in the employee itself. And so he's wanting these employees to grow and to develop, to begin to look at different things. And he really will take an individual and he mentors them, to teaches them a variety of things. I have learned so much from him, but the greatest thing is to have confidence in myself to take risks. And are all ventures going to work out? Absolutely not. And I love Ken where he's accepting of that, right? How often do you hear guys admit that they've lost money on certain deals? And I remember it was shortly after I met him, he said, oh yeah, when I was about your age, Josh, I bought a couple of businesses and I lost my shirt on them. And it was that more people want to hide those failures, but he's not afraid to admit them because he's grown from them, he's learned from them, and he teaches that knowledge and passes that on.
Right. Okay. So what do you see his impact on the future of the industry? So we know what he's done in the past.
Yeah.
And I talked with Ryan a little bit about this, how so many people come up to him and they've come into this business, particular into Zija International. And part of the reason that they're here is because of his reputation in the past and what he's done. What do you see? Because he's got his kind of his thumbprint on this company and also this industry. What do you see for the future of the industry and how Ken helps to shape that?
Yeah, I think the thing that really draws people to Ken and to then Zija International or to this industry that he's done is, one, is the opportunity, right? Ken has very much an entrepreneur at heart, and people understand that. It's exciting to be a part of what Ken is moving forward or moving towards. To be on that train is very few people could ever say in their lives, right? You know, how many people in time would say, "Oh my goodness, if I could have locked arms with John Rockefeller," right?
Yeah.
Oh, we would all be lining up for that opportunity. And Ken is differentiating himself as the Carnegie of today, right? And to be able to lock arms with him as a distributor, or to lock arms with him in different ventures, this is the excitement that comes with Ken. Additionally, in this industry, it's exceptionally volatile. It's the industry of where promises are abundant. Everyone is promising something, whether the product is doing this, the compensation plan is paying this. And because promises are so abundant and follow through those promises are so little, the industry has gotten a little bit of tarnished. And what is so great is what we've seen here the last little bit is it's gravitating back towards the philosophy that Ken established. This was Nature Sunshine Enriched, a company that's not necessarily flashy, a company that compromises flash for fulfilling its promises and does what it says it's going to do. And in the stormy waters of so many companies over-promising and under-delivering, it is a breath of fresh air to see Ken Brailsford involved in this company, involved in this industry, to where there is all of a sudden, we're on an island of security. We feel comfortable. We're not being misled. And that's why I think we see a lot of these companies ultimately coming back to Zija International, because they feel that stability that Zija and Ken provide.
So this company's been around for just over 10 years now. Uh-huh. But it's not dying. So you see companies that have been around for a while, but they're stagnant.
Yeah.
And you guys have just rebranded, just launched a whole bunch of new products. You've also acquired some other companies.
Yeah.
And their product lines in the last little bit. You're not slowing down. You're reinventing yourself and getting ready for the next wave.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Really what's happened is, I would say, it was probably when we did the rebrand, right? And you don't hear of manual cars too often, but I grew up driving a manual car. And I would say during that rebrand, what happened is we put in the clutch. And it feels like you're losing speed. You don't hear the engine revving anymore. But what that clutch did is, when we put that in, it allowed us to then kind of put it into second gear. And that's what we are seeing now. We are in second gear. We're in that second wave.
So yours is on the very front end.
Oh, yeah. And we are ramping, right? We've grown the company immensely just from February, right? A tremendous, tremendous growth over the last 6 months to where it's brought on new challenges. And again, it's great to have that stability and the experience of Ken as we increase our distribution portfolio, as we look to amass more products and to have that sound, because as you're growing so fast, it's easy to get carried away, knowing that companies are built upon waves, but also making sure that you don't regress between the stages of waves. And as we grow here in the second wave of momentum, of having that the wise sage of Ken Brailsford to keep us in check, make sure that the company is running correctly, so that it's around for another 10, 20, or 30 years.
Right. Well, I want to go back real quick and talk about how he cuts you loose. And yeah. You and Ryan definitely have a major leadership role within the company. But he's shown a lot of confidence in the two of you in being able to take...
So there's one fault of Ken.
Oh, okay. We'll mark that down as just one. So he's allowed you guys to shine and let you kind of cut loose and lead the company where it needs to go. But I find your role really interesting, and I'm kind of curious what his input to you has been, because you're in charge of R&D, you're in charge of formulation, you're in charge of really where the products end up going, and what they feel like, what they taste like, what they look like, what the science behind them. How has he impacted your ability to be free to make that happen?
Yeah, and it's one of these things, right? So for example, we launched the plant protein last year. This is actually one of Zija's.
Hold on, plant. Is that named after you, by the way?
It is not. I'm named after it, probably. It's probably more accurately stated. But the plant protein, it was a completely new, innovative product into the marketplace, and it's now one of Zija's top grossing revenue products. And the reason it was so nice is, so often in this industry, you find people just repackaging the same stories and re-gifting the same product with a different wrapping paper. Ken understands that in today's age, consumers are smart. They can quickly figure that out. And if you just repackage the same old product, the same old story with new wrapping paper, it will last until Christmas morning, and then they quickly find out. And what we wanted to do is, we wanted to come out with a completely new and innovative product. And what was crazy is the amount of investment and the amount of unknowns during this 2-3 year time. to where we wanted to be able to isolate the protein out of Ringola vera leaves. Never been done before. And it was shortly after we began it, about 6 months into it, that I realized why it's never been done before is because it's so complicated. We tried, we failed, we tried, we failed, we tried, we failed, and we spent a year going back and forth trying to figure out how to get this to actually be not only functional, but a scalable model and something that you could actually take to market.
Okay.
And most people in network marketing determine themselves as a marketing company. Give me something and I'll market it. Ken understands that he has a mission of really taking health and wellness products and being innovative and adding to that space to where he didn't allow me to give up.
Wow.
Keep going back, keep going back. When others would say, oh my goodness, you're hitting our bottom line, stop, stop, stop. He's saying, keep going back, keep going back. And the fruit of that was amazing, all right? Now we have one of the best selling, Yahoo Finance did an article about this protein because it's so disruptive to the multi-billion dollar protein supplementation space. And so we see that Ken's vision of what natural products can do, what herbs, that what got him into this industry 40 years ago, can do, hasn't left him. That same spirit of innovation and discovery still drives him today.
Okay.
He just has me, I guess, kind of doing the legwork.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to pin you to the wall just like I did with Ryan a minute ago. And three words, as a parting thought, three words to describe Ken.
Three words. Three independent words?
Three well, independent words. You can put them together. I don't care. Do it however
Holy
you want.
Holy cow. This is energetic, right? That's my
He's 72.
One.
He's almost 73 years old.
And you see him, first one in the office here in the morning. You see him. I'll call him at 10 o'clock at night. He picks up. We just went to Hong Kong after a 20-hour flight. He was there on stage, what would have been the equivalent of 3 in the morning, his local time. And if I have his energy when I'm if I have his energy when I'm 40, I'd be very impressed, let alone 73. Energetic. The guy never ceases to amaze me with how he never compromises what needs to be done with what his stamina says. He just keeps going. He always does what he needs to do.
Okay.
Energetic. The next would be honest. And is he an aggressive businessman? Absolutely. But he's also very, very honest. And he may not tell you what you want to hear, but you'll always know you get what you hear. And it's so refreshing to work with an individual like that. And, you know, I've been in numerous business ventures with Ken. We've never signed a contract. He's come through with everything. And it's an honor to be with an individual that I don't have to watch my back with. I hope he feels that honesty is reciprocated. And it's funny because I've made numerous mistakes. Oh my goodness, I probably have cost Ken more money than he dares to admit or will ever acknowledge to me. But as long as you're open and say, hey, this is what happened, he doesn't care, right? Just be honest with him and the honesty goes both ways, and he's a great individual that way. And then the third one would be inspiring. Just the man who has done so much for the industry, done so much for people's health and wellness over the last 40 years, right?
Right.
He's really kind of today's physician, right? He's the world's physician, and
But kind of an old time physician, not like the new.
Oh yeah, no, today. Right. But he's out there healing, right? He's a practitioner that has used his love and knowledge of business to help so many people change their lives, rather than maybe a doctor's love of medicine and science. And so because of that, he's helped so many people's lives, and he's just really an inspiration, right? There's not too many days that go by where I don't think, I hope when I'm his age, I am just as devoted to my God as he is. Usually when people are wealthy that way, all of a sudden the devotion to their God dwindles.
Right.
He becomes more devoted. I hope when I'm in his age, I have the same relationship I have with my wife that he does with Linda. And the list goes on and on of ways that he inspires me and inspires other people. And so just get to know him. And He's not flashy. He's not gonna inspire you with,
he's not a sports car.
Yeah, he's not gonna inspire you with a Lady Gaga dance show, right?
My brain hurts just imagining that now.
He's going to inspire you with the way he lives his life, and so get to know him, and he'll never present it to you. You have to ultimately study his life a little bit, and when you do that, you've got a great mentor, and he never turns down the opportunity to have a good mentor.
Great. Thanks, Josh.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that interview with Dr. Joshua Plant. If you want to find out more about what Ken does, visit his website at kenbrailsford.com. Thanks for listening.